اپنے اپنے مرحومین کے سابقات امام خمینی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اور بحجت شہداء کے لیے فاتحہ پڑھی. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وفوض امري الى الله ان الله بصير بالعباد ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. اعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الاول بالاول كان قبله والآخر بالآخر يكون بعده الذي قصرت عن رؤيته أبصار الناظرين وعجزت عن نعته أوهام الواصفين الذي خلق الخلائق بقدرته ونشر الرياح برحمته ووتد بالصخور ميدان أرضه والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي المكي المدني القرشي الهاشمي الخاتم لما سبق والفاتح لمن غلق المعلم الحق بالحق بالقاسم محمد. أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أبهض الله عنهم الرزق وطهرهم تطهيرا. محمد وعجل فرجه ورحمة الله على محبيهم ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. أما بعد فقد قال الله وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها من عبادي الصالحون. صلوات الله عليه. I begin in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. This night has been assigned to discuss the greatest personality of this era of centuries, which has changed the course of history of humankind, namely Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh. May Allah exalt his soul to the level of awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, it is very important for all of us to understand the legacy which was left by him, the total submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and total submission to the system of Islam itself. It's very difficult to comprehend in a few moments the life of this great personality, and including the spiritual saint of this time, Ayatollah Behjat. I will try to enlighten myself to all of you, inshallah, to understand, to have a little bit understanding of the Vilayat al-Faqih, which has been introduced, not only introduced by the Imam, but also practically implemented in the masses. Now what we see is the result of constant conviction of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh in the subject, and he managed to introduce such a subject and run this entire nation within the light of Vilayat al-Faqih. Before I begin the ayah which I have this, first of all I request myself for all of you, inshallah, may Allah give us the tawfiq to recite few ayahs a day every night. We have Quranic ayat, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. and hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من قرأ عشر آيات من القرآن لم يكتب من الغافلين. If a person recites 10 ayahs a day, he shall not be written on the day of judgment as a people of heedless, those who are غافلين. It is also very important for all of us. This great book has will going to change our perspective. Once the perspective changes, our action will change, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq to recite this great book, inshallah. The ayah which I recited for you from the Holy Quran, Suratul Anbiya is 21st chapter of the Quran, 105th ayah, verse of this surah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ. In the Quranic terminology, katabna means it has been ordained, it has been commanded, just like kutiba alaykum asiyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. The fasting has been ordained and has been written for you, means it is incumbent upon the believer to fast in the month of Ramadan. Likewise, Allah says, walaqad katabna fi zabur. We have written in Zabur, that means we have ordained, this is going to happen. Min ba'di dhikr, after mentioning the dhikr, which is camouflical command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anna al-arza, indeed this land shall inherit my pure servant. Anna al-arza yarithuha min ibadiyya salihun. That's why in social science, a great deal of discussion about survival of the fittest. Who is going to survive on this earth? I don't want to go there. The gist of that is the perspective, which worldly perspective, those who have materialistic perspective of the world, or so-called worldview of materialistic, they believe the more power you gain, the more chances of survival. But according to Quran, power is not the power of matter. It is a power which is gained by a spiritual elevation of humankind. That is Salihin. Allah says, the survival of this earth is not in the hands of the powerful people, those who have power in their hands. Survival of this earth belongs to those who are Salihin. Yarithuha min ibadiyya Salihun. This earth shall inherit those who are pure. That's why every namaz, we have to say assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Salutation to ourselves and also to those who are salihin. So survival is not belongs to any power. It belongs to the pure people, those who have piousness and piety. That is the Quran. And another ayat which always you listen from the ulama on this member, everyone, those who recite majlis, wal aqibatu lil muttaqin. The end result is in the hands of muttaqin, not in the hands of those who have power, worldly power. That is the Quranic order, this is the Quranic conviction. And we are being Muslims, we have to believe in this. Now, Khomeini Rahmatullah, those who are in my age group, during the revolution, I was in Iran, and the zeal, the enthusiasm which I have seen in front of me, the revolution took place in front of me in Iran. I cannot even describe what was the atmosphere. I think it is very important to inject these things to the newer generation. Before Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh, the concept of religion was very, very narrow concept, very limited to few actions. Just like we have concept here in these non-Muslim countries. Offering namaz, going to Jummah whenever we want, and going to Shabbat Jummah, reciting duas. That kind of a limited few ritualistic action, a religion has bound within those ritualistic actions. Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh believes this religion has to run into the masses, and it's in totality, not in partial. That was the conviction which he had in 13 years of his stay in Najaf-e-Ashraf, and he is the one who introduced this perspective of Vilayat al-Faqih. I'll give you Vilaya, the concept of Vilaya in Quran. Innama waliyukum Allah. Quran says, innama, indeed, nothing but this. Your wali is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innama waliyukum Allah. Then Quran says, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot come direct to you, and He has given this authority, total authority, innama waliyukum Allah wa rasuluh. This risala, this wilaya has reached to the Prophet, or during the time of Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, to their beloved Prophet, and after that, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Majority of the commentators, they are in content that this is the ayah which belongs to Imam Ali, that on the day of Ghadir, Prophet Muhammad has given this wilaya by saying, مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَى فَهَذَا عَلِيُّ الْمَوْلَى. اللهم صل على محمد. فَعَجِّلْ فَرَجَهُمْ. The wilaya is, in fact, none of the wilaya is valid, only one wilaya, wilayatullah. Then it becomes wilayatul rasul, then wilayatul wali. The question is, after the major occultation, it is 329 hijrah, so Imam Zamana ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu kareem, Fajjil Farajam clearly has guided the Naib, his Naib, by saying, I will not go into the scene from now on. Now it is up to you, those ulama, those who are pious, sa'inan li nafse, those who guard themselves from the wrong, those who do not follow their own caprice, and those who understand total knowledge of Quran and Ahadith, فَلِلْأَوَامِ أَنْ يُقَلَّدُوهُ. It is up to the people to follow. Here comes the wilayat here. Before Imam Khomeini, there was a perspective of philosophy of wilayat al-faqih has been discussed by Marhum Ayatollah Naraqi and also many other scholars. But in fact, to run a total government as in the hands of wilayat al-faqih has not been given by no one but Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi. He said, should we sit aloof and have tasbih and wait for Imam Zamana jalallahu ta'ala faraja? O Allah, come, O Mawla, come, O Allah, Allahumma ajjil faraja. And let our land be usurped by the others, and they do whatever they want. Should we do that? Is it Islam logical to do this? Imam Khomeini believed, no, that is not the case. As the wilaya has in the hands of ulama, they have complete authority in the absence of Imam Zamana to run as a total system of life, Islam as a total system of life, not partial, just like all Maraji did. Salawatullahi wa sallam.